we're calling him Lazarus because he's resurfaced well before anybody expected. Michael Barlow, welcome back.
Morning, guys. Yeah, I've served my 1 week suspension and I'm back on board.
Thanks for joining us, Michael. Now, the boss says you might play this weekend. How's the finger looking?
It's not looking very good, the finger. It's quite unattractive and, a little bit wonky. So, but it has really recovered really quickly and it is feeling really good. I did some ball work on Tuesday and we've got training again this morning. But no, I won't be playing this weekend as much as I'd love to, but we're going to give it another week and hopefully get up for next Friday night.
So that's a definite? The call's come through, you need another week?
Yeah, it has. As I said, we've got training this morning, but, you know, the medical advice and referral yesterday was that, you know, the extra week would be, suitable as ball handling and marking and all that. Fine, it's probably just going out there with the risk of getting it caught, you know, in an awkward position in tackling or in a scrimmage.
Fair enough. So does that mean you won't make the trip with the team?
Yeah, no, I'll stay in Perth and train here, do probably a good match simulation session on Saturday morning and, just sleep in the own bed for the weekend and, watch the boys on TV on Saturday night.
Obviously, they are playing up in Darwin up at Teo Stadium. How do you think they'll go? Peter Bell actually raised there could be some issues with humidity. The ball might be a bit slippery.
Yeah, I think it'll be a bit of yin and yang from our last game in Melbourne when it was about 2 degrees. going up to Darwin with high humidity and high temperatures expected. We played there in 2014 and played really well against Melbourne and got the result. So we're not foreign to the environment and the conditions. So we've played there before and played quite well. So we got there with a bit of confidence. But Melbourne compared to that team 2 years ago were far more formidable opponent.
And Michael, there's been some speculation around the place about Nat Fyfe possibly not staying on with the club forever. What does that do for morale or for the mood among players?
I suppose a lot's been made of it this week, but Nat's probably no different to any other player across the group in terms of contract negotiations and potential to go elsewhere. I mean, he's still contracted to the end of next year and the club will obviously be working with him to try and sign him long term, but as Ross alluded to, the fact that if Matt doesn't see the club improving and the direction going the way he expects it to and wants to, then you've got to be able to look at options elsewhere. But I wouldn't be reading too much into what's being said this week.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Nat loves Fremantle and is still contracted for another year beyond this year.
And we love Nat too. And Michael Barlow, thank you for your time this morning.
No worries, guys. Thanks for that.